Today's Thursday, the 23rd of October. I'm Alec Hogg, and here's my message to the BizNews Premium faithful, to the tribe. Well, I find myself at Tilbach today. I was here for a conference, which has been incredibly stimulating. It's Chatham House rules, so I can't give you any insight, but I can tell you what, I'll be leaving here feeling a lot more informed than when I arrived. But part of the event was a visit to the local factory of a company called Thirsty. And Thirsty is a business that was started by the Houtson family, Rob Houtson. And what makes this really interesting, for me in particular, is that it began in a place called Normandeen in the northern Drakensberg, or with the outcrop, what we used to call the Biggersberg. And Normandeen is a farming district of Newcastle, in the greater Newcastle area. And those who know me know that's where I came from. Anyway, it's lovely to connect with Rob for the first time. I was astonished at how the company has grown. He told his story. You might actually ask him to tell his story to the BizNews tribe in a different way at some time in future. But what really excited me about his story and his family's story is that here's a family in South Africa who've taken a view that we all know the demographics of Africa and how the rest of the world is not growing in population, but that Africa is, and that Africa will continue to be more and more people, and in fact it's growing it's growing and everybody else isn't. And the view that they have, the family have, is, well, those people, all those people, are going to need to eat and they're going to need to drink. And they're obviously going to need also things like shelter and security, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And if you look at the world through those spectacles, you actually come to the conclusion that despite all the issues that are put in our way by this incredibly corrupt socialist ANC government, who are so misguided in what they're doing, we think. But actually, it does appear, if you read people like Dr. Anthea Jeffrey from the Institute of Race Relations, that it's very, very well negotiated. It's very much part of a plan driven by a group of people who believe that socialism just hasn't been tried properly. And that's where they are. That's what they believe. And they are not unhappy about taking their, what they believe to be just desserts from the system while they implement this socialism, which, as we know in Animal Farm of George Orwell's, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Anyway, it was just wonderful to see that the Houtson family have invested heavily in a factory, a bottling factory in Tilbach, which is close to where I am at the moment. I visited the factory, went around it, had a look at the state-of-the-art equipment, of course being brand new. It has got all the modern equipment, and from there they supply the water, spring water, from the local area. It's Tilbach spring water. It's got lots of minerals. I took the bottle and asked Gemini to give me an insight into how good this water is, and Gemini gave it a double thumbs up. It's slightly alkaline, which is apparently very good for humans, and Gemini called it, that's Google Gemini, the AI software that I believe most in, and gave it described it as very high quality. So there we go. Well done to the Houtsons. And it all started in Normandeen, where they have the other bottling plant. Now with ArcelorMittal kind of on the ropes, it is one of the biggest drivers for the economy of the area where I grew up. So from there they distribute their Thirsty bottled water and bottled water for Woolworths from Normandeen. That's from the Drakensberg, and then now the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape gets supplied from Tilbach, and that was the plant that I went to see today. I can tell you that in my career, I must have gone on hundreds of plant visits, most of them as a young reporter, because that's what you used to do to young reporters in those days. They had to go and understand how businesses worked. And once again, it was the familiar thing of the owner or the pioneer, the creator of the business, being terribly passionate and excited about what they'd put together, and that passion being infectious. And you could see why this company is doing as well as it is and growing as fast as it is. So anyway, that was the one side. It was a reminder that entrepreneurship prevails despite obstacles. And well done to the thirsty guys. I'm going to try and get them at the BizNews conference in March so that you can also taste their water there. If you haven't yet, just have a go. These guys are, well, I like supporting businesses that are actually doing things right, and they certainly are. Something else that occurred to me, though, in the discussions that we've been having, and as mentioned, I'll be talking to Zunaid Motti with his right of reply on Monday morning, is that the whole fight that's going on around Mkhwanazi and Paul O'Sullivan on the one side, now Zunaid Motti's been brought into it, and Mike Miller is attacking them, and it's really quite a lot of dirty laundry that's being aired in public. So much of this is that there is, well, it's all based on a 600 million rand a year slush fund that crime intelligence has got and has used to fly suspects in private jets and buy 100 million rands worth of properties and drive fancy cars and so on and so on. So lots of fingers being pointed there. But it occurred to me that if that's happening in the South African police services, i.e. that there's a slush fund there that is beyond the remit and control of Treasury, then is it happening elsewhere? And I started doing a little bit of digging on that. And would you believe that the Black Industrialists Fund, and it's all on the internet, easy to find, the Black Industrialist Funds at the moment has distributed something like 50 billion rand. Now let that sink in. 50 billion rand, and where's it gone to? And what kind of return on investment has there been? And who've been the beneficiaries? And then when you think a little deeper, what's happening at the Competition Commission is very interesting. They will be requiring companies to set aside money in these development funds, and there's one pretty much for every industry. Recently, when Coca-Cola did a transaction here, they had put 200 million into a particular development fund, as they call them, and those are not monitored by Treasury. So just stop and think about that for a minute. We have got many of these slush funds that have got hundreds of billions of rands sloshing around in them, but nobody has oversight, or certainly none of it is in the public domain. Interesting, isn't it? Anyway, it's something that some people are benefiting greatly from, and with the first one coming into the public eye with the SA Police Services, I just wonder when they're going to be whistleblowers and when they're going to be people sharing with us information about what's happening in all those other slush funds that have been created, perhaps with good intentions. But if you don't have oversight, then you know human beings being what human beings are, and the ANC being what the ANC is, it isn't going to be too long before somebody dips their hand in the cookie jar. Anyway, just a thought. I'll be back again tomorrow. Cheerio.